Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstock.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com.
And this is Planet Rick with Rick Extra.
Let's take the Starship Enterprise and take it down to the surface. Let's go peruse Planet Rick. And here to show us around is Rick Ector himself. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening to you. And yes, I got to hang out with my man on the Starship Enterprise for a spell a couple of days ago. I want to let you know that those guys are doing all right. Mr. Spock, really, when you get to know him and he lets his hair down, he's a really cool guy, man.
Well, he would have to be. He would have to be.
You know, he plays it straight for the cameras, man. But once you turn the cameras off, put a few beers in him, he really loosens up pretty good.
A few Vulcan beers, huh? Vulcan Lights, perhaps, or Vulcan IPA. I like it. So, all right, Professor, what are we talking about today?
You know, as I'm looking over this long list of things that I feel is really important for gun owners, you know, one thing that really popped its way up to the surface is how do you actually carry the doggone gun, right? Once you get over the hump of actually deciding whether gun ownership is for you, okay, that's one thing. And then we talk about people getting the training, and then you go to the gun shop and you're doing shopping. And then this question, sometimes it's implicitly asked by the salesperson if they're good. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes the intrepid gun buyer is left to figure it out on their own. How in the world are you to carry this gun? If you don't mind, and if it's totally personal, I get it, because some people are really, you know, particular and secretive about how they carry the gun. But how do you carry, Bill?
Well, if I'm carrying inside the waistband or outside the waistband, I normally carry it about 3 o'clock.
So 3 o'clock, there is some...
Right on my hip.
So there is some variation that you employ when you carry a gun.
Yes, it depends. If I'm wearing just like a regular old shirt, now I have some shirts that on most people would look like a caftan, and I could probably hide a small canoe in there. But when I have that shirt untucked, I could carry outside of the waistband quite easily.
Right. Well, you know, and I pretty much carry, you know, one standard way, and some people think the way I carry is rather controversial, you know, because some people, you know, when they're not careful, they may have a mishap or two. But I don't blame that on the gun at all. I don't blame it on the holster.
Right.
I blame it on the actual user of the holster. And as I was putting together my notes for the show, man, that's the number one thing that I want to make sure that we're all on the same page about. Make sure that whenever you carry a gun, that you always, 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 no excuses, use a holster. However you choose to carry it, there is a holster that is well suited for your mode of carry. I can't stress that enough. But as I'm putting together this edition of Planet Rick, man, I've looked at some of the incidents negatively that occurred when people didn't, you know, follow some common sense precautions, man. I was looking at my notes here, my research. There was an Indiana police chief, you know, who shot himself when he was unholstering his gun. And what he found out was that one of his drawstrings in his clothing got caught in the trigger. And you know what? Drawstrings and triggers don't meet. They don't go well together. They don't play well together. And, you know, as I looked at my wardrobe, I'm like, man, I don't have drawstrings anywhere. And you know what? That's a good thing, but it just happened to work out that way. And also, as I was doing my research for tonight's show, you know, it was this Denver off-duty FBI agent who was doing a really crazy dance. I don't know if you saw this video. It was about 2 years ago. He was dancing at like a party. He was doing like backflips or whatever, and his gun slipped out of his pants. When he picked it up, guess where his finger was?
On the trigger?
His finger was on the trigger. And, well, the gun fell out because of the way he was carrying the gun, and he was carrying an appendix carry. And I guess when you're doing flips while you're dancing, hey, a gun can actually slip out. And of course, if you're going to pick a gun up, man, please do not put your finger on the trigger. You know, for most people, making the consideration as to where and how they're going to carry the gun, it takes into account a lot of different things. For one, the physical size of the gun, you know, and the relationship of the size and recoil that is associated with caliber. You know, most people, you know, when they're thinking about a gun, they think they're really obsessed by the size because they don't want it to, you know, bulk out and show. So you ever see a really big guy with really big hands, really concerned with a gun, and he gets like the smallest gun he can find, and he's actually trying to put those big giant hands on that gun and operate it? Let me tell you, it is one of the most ridiculous things to see. Obviously, being able to use it is not going to go over well. And, well, when we're talking about size of the gun, size also impacts what, Bill?
Well, it's going to affect a lot of things. It's going to affect where you can carry it, how you're going to be able to carry it, what you have to use to cover it and conceal it if you're concealing.
All of those things. In addition to that, it's going to affect your ammo capacity. Think about it. Bigger guns can probably put more ammunition into it. Smaller guns, probably not so much. You know, and the thing that a lot of people really, you know, obsess about is how heavy that gun is in terms of actual weight. They feel like a really big gun is going to, like, weigh them down and drag them down. So then they either get this, they don't carry the gun at all because it's like, hey, I'm just running out to the store. Or, you know what, they get a gun that is really ill-suited for them. So those were the considerations I wanted to get out of the way as we're talking about how to best carry a gun for you and for your lifestyle. Now, when we're talking about best way to carry a gun, you know what? I like to always talk about the best way to not carry a gun. And let me tell you, I am totally 100% against off-body carry, Bill. Totally 100%. What do I mean by off-body carry?
Well, I tell you what, can we cover that in the next segment because we're coming up on the break?
Absolutely. We'll cover off-body carry at the top right after the break.
Although, I got to tell you, I'm working on a bag for off-body carry right now. But we'll talk about that when we get back.
Well, you're good. We'll talk about the bag and some of the things to consider about the bag when you're off-body carrying with your bag.
There you go. There you go. Rick, you can look for Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. He's all over social media. He's all over everything. And he's right here, right now. This is Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunter-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're talking to Rick Ectoro, and this is Planet Rick, and we're talking about how you carry your gun, and we've just gotten to the part where now I get to embarrass myself.
I wouldn't say that. You're just sharing.
Okay. So you had just mentioned about that you don't like off-body carry. Now, off-body carry...
define it, and then show how you implement your off-body carry.
Off-body carry to me is when somebody is not carrying a gun in a holster attached to your belt in some way or fashion.
That would be a good definition that I would go by. And you gravitate towards off-body carry.
I don't gravitate towards off-body carry. What I've done is I approached a company called Tough Products.
Okay.
And they make bags for people like Steve Fisher for the Sentinel Concepts and some other stuff. And they make some very good tactical nylon gear and some very good various bags and everything else. And I told them that from time to time when I go out, as you know, because we've hooked up like at the NRA meetup, I'm always carrying cameras and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I've got all this stuff in my hands and everything, I want to have the gun really close.
Right.
So what we did, when I was in the military, we used to carry our 45s, because I was a armored personnel vehicle carrier, or driver, rather. We wore a chest rig with our 1911s jammed into that. And it would be right there, right on top of your, on your sternum. So with this bag, this camera bag, we designed this to where there is a secure pistol pouch that when I snatch the bag around to get to my camera stuff, if I also want to pull the gun, it has a separate pistol pouch. I can open the bag and look all over the place and nobody sees a gun, but I have this secure pistol pouch that I can reach in there and pull it, and it's exactly where it would be in that chest rig. It's just now it's in this bag. Now, the thing about carrying a gun in a bag, people, if you're going to carry a gun...
Now we're going to get to why you should strongly... Think twice about it. Go ahead.
You can't take off the bag. Okay. You're going to carry a gun in a bag. You cannot take off the bag.
Okay, yeah. You're limiting access to your bag, which is your gun. And that is like the biggest consideration that I have is separation between you, the bag, I'm not joking here, but let's just say if a woman was involved, the purse, right?
Right.
The purse or the bag or the carry bag. You know, in 2014, man, there was this really high-profile case, man, that got a lot of people thinking twice about bags and purses, man. This was a scenario situation in which a woman had her two-year-old with her in one of those shopping cart buggy things.
Right.
And she had her purse in the shopping cart. And, well, she stepped away from the shopping cart for a minute, right? And two-year-olds being two-year-olds, man, they will do whatever they want to with what they have available to them. And this two-year-old went into her purse, somehow quickly located her gun, had access to this gun, picked this gun up, and pulled the trigger on this gun. Thank God the two-year-old did not hurt himself, but you know what? There is a negative outcome to this story. That two-year-old killed his mother. So,
Right. Yeah,
that was like the most tragic thing in the world, you know. And when we talk about women and purses, and I train a lot of women, and I talk to women, I'm like, hey, I get it that you want to throw your gun in the purse, but you know what? There are some considerations you got to really think about. This purse can never leave your side, and you can never walk away from it. And if you do take your purse with you, you got to make sure that you don't leave your purse behind negligently or absentmindedly. Two places come to mind where you can leave a gun behind really easy, right? Get you a stab at it.
Restroom?
Restrooms, check.
Restaurant?
Restaurant, check. Or maybe even a fitting room, right?
Anywhere you can sit down, and if you take the bag off. That's the biggest problem with off-body carry, if you take the bag off. You can't take the bag off.
Take the bag off. You cannot take it off. And even if you leave it on, right, there's a chance that if you're not, you know, keeping your surroundings in mind, some opportunistic thief might figure that something's valuable in your purse and might run up behind you and grab it and try to run off with it. Heaven forbid he has a knife or a pair of scissors or something to cut the strap off of it and run away with the bag and the gun.
Right.
So these are the things I'm telling you that keep me up late at night when I think about scenarios and actually look, you know, in the history of things that have occurred, man. And of course, you know, intimacy also comes up. You know, if there's someone that you want to be close to and they get close to you, maybe you need to make sure that, you know, that we take into account that gun. There was a very highly publicized shooting here in Detroit not too many years ago. You probably remember the case of the police officer that was, for lack of a better term, that was dancing with a woman some kind of way, suggestively close and intimately.
Yes, and somehow, I do remember that.
And somehow in the course of their dancing, this gun that was on his body while he was dancing with this woman somehow discharged and it shot her in her chest and she died. And it was like, man, how in the world did that happen? You know? I'll tell you, you know, from the interviews I did, and I couldn't reconcile how that gun discharged the way he described it. But you know what? Limiting access of your gun to people other than you while you're carrying it is always a good idea. So now we talked about, as I put it, gingerly, now that I know how you carry sometimes off body, let's talk about some more conventional ways to carry it.
Well, before we do,
we're
coming up on the break, so we'll carry on with that when we go. And just so you know, I worked on that bag simply because in the times when I'm normally filming, I don't carry a gun. This way I can now carry a gun.
Okay.
And access my camera stuff. And I can use it for a sound bag. I can use it for all kinds of stuff. But referring to the bag line as sheep's clothing.
Well, man, like you said, that gun never leaves your body have control over it, and you're still paying attention to your surroundings so no one can run up and try to snatch it off of you and take off running.
There you go. We'll be right back. We're in the middle of Planet Rick, and this is Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump arrived in Afghanistan on Thanksgiving to rally U.S. troops involved in the nearly 20-year-old war. Trump secretly left Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida Wednesday night and set out across the globe to offer holiday greetings to service members stationed overseas.
I've just come from serving Thanksgiving dinner to some of you. I recognize already some of you in the audience. And we had a good time.
Now, this marks the second time that the president has visited a combat zone, the first being last year at Christmas in Iraq. Despite the very windy conditions in New York City, many folks enjoyed the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wonderful! It's been beautiful! It's the best day of the year!
We've got four
purchase.
We've got Santa Claus in town.
With the windy conditions, the giant character balloons just flew a little bit lower to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're talking to Rick Ector. It is Planet Rick. We're talking about how you carry your gun. Now we're moving on. As you were about to say, sir, before we had to go.
Moving on, man, let's talk about the most conventional way most people think about carrying their gun. The most commonly thought of way when people hear of gun carriers toting their guns, they're thinking about them having it somewhere associated with their waist. And, of course, when you're talking about carrying a gun on your waist, two standard ways of carrying it is IWB and OWB. And those acronyms stand for?
Inside the waistband, outside the waistband.
And if anyone knows me at all, they know that I carry IWB inside the waistband hand. Not only are we concerned with whether it's in or it's out, we are telling time when we tell people when we carry our guns, either IWB or OWB. If I had my gun at midnight at 12 o'clock, it would be directly in front of me. I don't carry at 10. I usually carry at 11 and 1. And, of course, some people carry at 4 and at 7. And then some people, believe it or not, actually carry at 6. However, you carry it, man, that's going to be up to you, but there are some things that we need to keep in mind. since I'm an IWB inside the waistband person, I am fortunate and blessed with good genes and regular exercise, and that I can get this, and I'm not being self-serving. I have a sexy body. I don't have a big, giant gut that's going to stick up against that gun and make it uncomfortable and access difficulty when I'm trying to gain that gun, trying to put it in my actual hand. You know, another thing that we obsess about constantly is detection. And you know what? Depending on where you live, what community, what state, detection is not a big deal. But I'll tell you, in some big city environments, it can be tricky because depending on what community you're in, some overzealous cop sees a bulge, and he sees a bulge, and then he automatically assumes you're carrying a gun. It could just be a big camera, but heaven forbid, you reach for something on a high shelf and your gun is partially exposed. Now, all of a sudden, depending on the mindset of either the law enforcement officer or security personnel or some nosy busybody might think that automatically you're a bad guy. The other thing that people always want to tell me, well, gee, Rick, what if you're carrying it at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock and you pull the trigger and, man, you shoot yourself in the thigh or you shoot yourself in your nether region? And I tell them, I follow safety. I make sure I never put my finger on that trigger until I'm ready to shoot. Is it for everybody? No, but with proper practice, diligence, and effort, you can carry a gun without shooting yourself. And I tell you, if you're careless, you can shoot yourself no matter where you're carrying a gun. And of course, OWB, outside the waistband, we're talking about bulges, you know, and people are always worried and obsessing about those bulges, man. I tell you, when I first started carrying outside the waistband, I would like stop and look in every mirror, every reflective surface, and I was constantly pulling and tugging on my shirt to make sure that I have it covered up. And I tell you, that'll give you away more than anything else. Obsessing over how you look and constantly pulling and tugging. You know, and of course, people are always worried about you reaching for something on a high shelf, or heaven forbid, you have drawstrings and those drawstrings get caught between your guns and that OWB holster. And then, of course, retention is a huge issue. You know, how easy is it for that gun to be separated from that holster? You might actually have someone make you, that is, in terms of have a strong probability that you're carrying when you're OWB, and try to go for a gun grab. And you know what? It helps if you have retention on that holster, which can be measured in levels such as 1, 2, and 3, the number of actions that it takes to separate that gun from the holster. Man, let me tell you, we've covered IWB, OWB, off-body carry. Now, there are tons of other ways to carry a gun. You care to take a stab at some other ways to carry a gun other than OWB and IWB, Bo?
Small of back.
Small of the back, yes, definitely.
Ankle.
Ankle, for sure.
Cross draw.
Cross draw, yes.
Shoulder holster.
Shoulder, yes.
Then there's those deep cover ones that I could never pull off. Those ones where you don't, the gun's like way down in there. I could never pull that one off, but I don't know if that's what you're looking for. That's with guys. Women have a lot of ways to carry guns, and I'm not really sure I know all the ways women have to carry guns, but I know that for me, for guys, that's about the easiest way for me to carry a gun. If we really want to talk about being able to conceal anything,
right?
Small of back.
Right. Small of back works for some people. I always think about, man, what if I slip and fall on it? You know, ouch.
I've thought about that too. But I mean, my back is, I probably had scoliosis when I was a child. So right. I could hide a pump shotgun back there. So I don't know how bad that would hurt. I think even if I fall without a gun in the small of my back, it's going to hurt nowadays. So.
Yeah, so looking at this list I drew up, let's see, we're talking shoulder, ankle. There's even lanyards that go around your neck. Then we already talked thoroughly about the person of the off body. You know what? There's bra holsters, there's belly bands, there's thigh holsters. Whether they're, you know, the outside tactical thing you see a lot of cops do, or you got thigh holsters, you know, that are meant to go inside and under, you know, clothing like skirts and that type of thing.
Right.
And, of course, there's the old veritable coat pocket, you know. But I said, well, look, let's just gloss over the various different other ways of carrying just to get the list going. And on this upcoming break, because I know it's screaming to us very closely, we're going to quickly go through pro con of these alternative methods of carrying a gun on body.
Well, we're going to have to do that after the next break.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Rick, you can find Rick on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter. Rick is a darling of network television, local television. He'll get on TV because he looks so good in a suit because he is a sexy beast. That's why he can carry appendix carry. You can find him all over the place. Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick, and this is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network?
Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We've been talking to Rick Ector. This is Planet Rick. We've been talking about how you carry your gun and everything. We're about to enter the final phase of this chapter of the book. Where are we going with this, sir?
Well, you know, right off the top, I want to especially highlight carry concerns that women may have when they're carrying their guns. Lots of women, you know, that I come into contact with, they're like, oh, you know, Rick, I'm a girly girl. I want to, you know, wear girl-type clothing. I want to, you know, accentuate my curves. How in the world can I carry a gun without carrying it around my waist? And I say, hey, look, there are some solutions for you. There are things that are called bra holsters. And I'll tell you, take a look at some of the videos that are out there with some women gun carriers and women operators, man. And they do a really good job of drawing a gun out of a bra holster. Of course, you're going to be limited in overall size. You know what? But I tell you, I've seen them, and they actually have timers, 1.2, 1.5 seconds. They get them out, and they draw it and position it. But, of course, if you're wearing it under heavy clothing and we're, like, approaching, you know, wintertime and it's really cold, that may not be so easy. And, of course, thigh holsters, especially if you're wearing dresses and skirts, that definitely amends itself to, you know, easily carrying and producing that gun. And there are some devices that are called belly bands. You familiar with belly band holsters, too?
I am. I omitted those. I think those are actually not a bad idea at all myself. What do you think?
I think they're pretty good. And I know quite a few ladies that employ them within their wardrobe, and they are undetectable, and it provides speed and access, things that we want to, you know, make sure that we keep in mind when we're carrying a gun. Because I'm going to compare and contrast that with one of the worst ways to carry in terms of speed of access, and that would be what I call ankle/boot carry. There's a lot of people that I know personally, and I try to talk them out of it. They throw a gun on their ankle or in a boot and carry it. And my biggest concern with that is ease of access and how fast you can get at, how fast you can get to it and produce it. You may find if you're carrying it on your ankle or in a boot that you may have to actually run some kind of way towards cover and protect yourself while you're trying to access that gun. That's going to cut down on your actual response time. A couple other ways of carrying it we talked about briefly. We talked about shoulder carry. You know, shoulder carry is pretty darn good if you're operating in sensitive environments. You know, that may necessitate you covering that gun up with some type of jacket or coat so that you don't offend the sensibilities of really sensitive people. You know, winter carry, winter, man. You know, I don't know how cold it gets where you are, but here in Michigan, it gets cold, man. One popular way that I carry in the wintertime is in my outer coat and my outer coat pocket. And I never wear a coat that's so expensive that I will refuse to shoot through my coat to defend myself against the bad guy. Even though that gun is in my pocket, it's still in a holster. They make these things called pocket holsters. And the last item on this list is those novelty lanyard around your neck, gun on a string kind of thing. With those, you're really limited to what I call novelty guns, those really teeny tiny miniature guns that you can actually wear around your neck. I don't think that they're really practical, but my biggest concern with them is if you can actually get it deployed, it's probably not big enough caliber-wise to get the job done and to end the fight quickly.
I don't know that one. What's that deal? What's the hanging it around your neck? What kind of holster is that?
It's actually like a flat display kind of piece. Think of an oval presentation plate, and the gun is actually inserted almost like an ornament onto it, and then it has a cord around it, a string around, and it actually goes around your neck, and you can actually pull this thing out, you know, from within your shirt and take this little miniature, wee teeny tiny gun off the presentation plate, if you will, and actually use it to actually shoot. And I tell you, it's really small caliber wise, and it's not going to get the job done if you need it to work.
Right.
You know, I'm all about stopping the bad guy, man. I don't want to scare him. I want to stop him.
Yeah, I can see that. That's definitely one I haven't ever heard of. But I'm pretty meat and potatoes when it comes to that, unless I'm carrying off body, of course. And
yeah. Right. Well, you know, the thing is, I don't want you to get the impression that I'm slamming off body. I just think that there are some concerns and considerations. And
there are, and they're legitimate. But the thing, and if you're going to carry in a bag, it's going to be a very uncomfortable day, because that means you got to keep. If you go into a restaurant, you got to keep the bag on. If you go into, if you get in your car, probably need to keep the bag on, because carrying the gun and just having it in the back seat is not going to help you out any. So, you know, carrying the gun on your body is the best way there is, period.
Well, I'll tell you the thing about carrying IWB like I do, like usually almost all the time. You know, you have to adjust your clothing size a little bit to accommodate the gun being there. But I'll tell you, it reduces the odds that I actually don't have it, because my clothes feel funny. And I'm like, why in the world? I'm like, oh, because you don't have your gun, knucklehead. And, you know, you put your gun on and then you have it and everything fits right. You know, that's the thing. It's like one of those, I don't know, it almost feels like my spidey sense is tingling when my pants don't fit right. That's because my gun isn't in them.
Yeah, I'm in touch with that emotion. I get in touch with that when I do not like to go out. It bothers me when I go out if I forget my spare ammo. I'm aware of that.
Yeah, you know, and that's the other thing, you know, making sure not only you have space for your gun, but if you're thinking, hey, worst case scenario, I might actually need to shoot more times than I have capacity in my gun, I may want to walk around with a spare magazine. And of course, you know, that begs the question, you know, how do you carry an extra magazine? I mean, can you throw it in your pocket? Do you have these other holsters to carry this spare magazine? Are you putting it in a bag? Of course, you can't, you won't have to worry about shooting yourself with a magazine full of cartridges, but I mean, you still have to account for the weight and concealability and actually figuring out where to put it and where you'll always go for it when you need it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, most of the time, most of the time I carry them in my back pocket or my front pocket.
I've been prone to just throw a magazine in my front pocket and have that the only thing in the pocket just so I'll know where it is. But, you know, I carry a gun that, you know, 17 rounds, including the one that's in the chamber. You know, when I look at, you know, all the, you know, self-defense incidents that occur, usually you won't need 17 rounds. But, you know what, I'm mindful of the fact that, you know what, there's those outlier incidents that could occur, and I'm aware of them.
Yep. Yep, that's the thing, is it's trying to be prepared for the unexpected. That's the whole thing that everybody's trying to do, is trying to be prepared for something that is not likely to happen. We're about to run out of time. We will return to Planet Rick, same bat time, same bat channels. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, man, it's always my pleasure and privilege to be here. Look forward to next time. Speaking of which, man, are we working this holiday? You know, Thanksgiving always falls on Thursday.
We'll talk about that later. I haven't even thought that far ahead. All right. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. It's going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.